Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
South Africa's economic recovery and job creation hopes increasingly rest on the shoulders of small business. I think we know that. But how well do we actually understand them? Well, there's a new national SMME report out. It was commissioned by the ShopRite Group and conducted by the research company Worldwide Works. And it digs into the real dynamics of entrepreneurship in the country, from gender equality and geographic imbalance to untapped mid-size potential. The report's author, Arthur Goldstuck, is with me now. Arthur, let's start with the top line takeaway, and if we can, what in your view is the most urgent issue that this report puts on the table, both for government and big business?
One of the biggest issues that emerged from the report is the extent to which women are massively disadvantaged in small business. And what you find is that in the very smallest segment, what they call micro enterprises, 1 to 5 employees, more than half are owned or run by women. But then as the companies get bigger, that proportion drops dramatically, and women fall almost out of the equation when it comes to the biggest companies. And yet, they are highly effective in running those businesses.
So, Arthur, if this gender inequality persists, then what is stopping them from growing? And is there a solve for this, do you think?
One of the biggest issues is limited access to funding and to business networks, because the people who are the gatekeepers of funding tend to look down on women. And also in the networking environment, men tend to be given far more of a free pass than women. Women have to prove themselves far more aggressively. It's the old story in business around the world, where a woman actually has to be far better than a man to be seen as the equal to the man. And that applies precisely in the world of SMMEs in South Africa.
Arthur, let's look at some of the other findings. Mid-sized businesses are profitable and job-creating, but many still fly under the radar when it comes to specific or targeted support. Again, what's the issue here, and is there a solve?
There are a number of solves. We've actually made a number of recommendations in the report, and we've suggested that financial products need to be developed that are aimed at small businesses, and not just highly profitable businesses, but also the terms of those financial products also have to be far friendlier. Because when you look at a lot of the loans, for example, available from banks, they're really unaffordable. When you look at the kind of interest payments that are required, if one could afford those kind of interest payments and the repayment levels, you probably don't need the loan in the first place. But alongside that, you need bespoke mentorship programs as well, and especially for female entrepreneurs, to enable them to be able to build bigger companies or take on bigger companies. Then there needs to be greater support for startups. And we identified the fact that the youngest companies need more incubation, they need more funding, they need less regulation as well. Government has for a long time spoken the language of cutting red tape, but it's still a complex minefield for a startup, for a new business, to get through all the regulations. And then there's a need for slightly bigger companies, the mid-sized SMMEs, let's call them, where they need better understanding of workforce development, technology available to them, markets into which they can expand. So it's not just the tiniest of businesses, but also the mid-sized businesses that need that kind of support.
Arthur, I just want to loop back to regulation very quickly. And I can't help but think that what you're saying to me is that there is a disconnect then between what policymakers think small businesses need and what your report actually reveals that they want.
In fact, when you look at the challenges facing the small businesses, you find that they're not going to be addressed immediately by policy. You need far more assistance with business development. You need far more assistance with access to funds and then access to markets as well, of course. So it's a complex set of requirements that's needed. And when you look at one of the key findings in the report, it gives you an indication of the challenge and the solution. And that is the question of how competitive SMMEs are. And we look at it, among other ways or through various lenses that include the length of time they've been in operation. And when you ask SMEs in general whether they're competitive, a high proportion will say yes. But when you look at it by how old they are, you find that for startups, businesses that are 1 to 5 years old, just over regard themselves as highly competitive. That sounds good until you look at what happens as they get older. So those that are older than 5 years old, suddenly that leaps up to more than 60%. And those more than 20 years old, in other words, really mature businesses that have been around for a long time, that leaps up to 69% are highly competitive. And that tells you the extent to which experience and access to networks and access to markets that grows over time are the key differentiators for competitiveness. So you need a structural intervention that gives people running these small businesses access.
So just a final one then, having immersed yourself in this world for a while, do you think that small businesses can truly move the needle on growth and employment, or are we simply overloading them with expectation?
We do indeed overload them with expectation with that statistic that says that they make up such a high proportion of the business world, that they're responsible for, depending who you listen to, anywhere from 66% to 90% of economic activity in South Africa. What is not questioned is the pivotal role they play in the economy. It's not a statistical issue. It stands to reason. And therefore, by allowing the small business that's the engine of the economy to spin more smoothly and more rapidly and more efficiently, you're also going to allow the economy to spin more efficiently.
I'm going to leave it there. Arthur Goldstuck, thank you very much indeed. From Worldwide Works, I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.